You're a dick, you know that?
It's your host, the true and only Grim. my mic's muted. Go ahead, bro.
Back to the fourth and final installment of the Origin Story series. Today we are focusing in on the last but certainly not least, Jesse Pink. So Jesse, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, future professor.
What's good, y'all? It's Jesse Pink, aka Groovy Joe, aka Groovy Grizzly. I got a little bit nervous there. I am 23, on my way to being 24 this upcoming December. Shout out to all my Sagittarius. I am currently right now a dual candidate for my PhD at Michigan State University in Geography, Environment, and Spatial Science, and Environmental Science and Public Policy. The reason why I'm at Michigan State right now is because I'm trying to use geographic information systems and then Darden on CAMEL socioeconomic index to examine spatial distribution of environmental health problems, explore the socioeconomic forces that create power differentials in environmental regulations and policies, and develop community-based strategies to reduce exposure from environmental contaminants. And eventually, my ultimate career goal is to become a policy advisor for the U.S. Senate Environmental Justice Caucus, which is designed to effectively address environmental issues that have been disproportionately impacting low-income communities and communities of color. That's pretty much me. When I'm not trying to be serious, I talk a lot of shit. I'm in a lot of shit. You know, that's just me. I'm just keeping it groovy, y'all. Just keeping it groovy.
Keeping it groovy? That should be your catchphrase. You should start saying that when you walk into a room.
He has so many catchphrases. There's so many. Half of them we can't repeat while we're recording, but yeah.
Keeping it groovy. What do you like to groove to, man? That's my one thing I'm trying to figure out from you. What's your groovy music?
Man, well, Josh knows, like, one of my ultimates is Passion Fruit by Drake. I love that. I love that, man. But I also love, like, I love a lot of salsa. I love a lot of merengue, bachata. That always, like, keeps me grooving. I have a very, like, old soul because of my mom and my pops. So I love a lot of 70s instrumental music. It's a lot of 70s music and sounds, you know. So I'm always in there. I'm always in that realm. That always, like, just keeps me moving.
So we know that you be out here on these adventures. You know, me and Josh know. Every time we look up, Jesse be taking trips. You know, we looked up one time. He was in, where was it, Josh? Like, Atlanta or no, not Atlanta. It was, like, L.A. or something.
No, he was down at Florida State.
Florida, yeah. And he traveled back to Chicago the same day. I'm just like, what is this?
Say a word to anybody. Listen. And we went into all of the adventures that Jesse has either taken or been a part of. That's a whole episode of itself. Like, every time, literally, like Derek said, every time we look up, it's just like, oh, it's to the point where he's like, oh, I'm here now. All right, cool.
And we, like, just, yeah, we're just like, all right, it's Jesse. It's fine. Like, whatever. So, based on that, what is one place, whether domestically or internationally, that you haven't been to that you would want to travel to, and why?
Bro, I definitely internationally. I got to hit up Brazil. I love the culture down there in Brazil. Just like the melting pot, if you will, of what goes on down there. I would really love to just love to be there, like, for a week or so and just really just immerse myself into the culture. Domestically, LA. I want to go to LA, man. I think I probably will be at home in LA. I think I will just enjoy, you know, the weather, you know, the women, the weed.
Oh, all right. Right, that's definitely a Kendrick reference, nigga. You thought I wasn't gonna catch it. You thought I wasn't, Jesse.
Oh, wait, that was a Kendrick.
Women, we, that was one of the songs off the boat. Yeah.
No, And yeah. when he said weed, he said like Stephen A. So I was like, oh, there we go.
Yeah, I knew. He did.
Triple entendre. What's going on over here? Look at Jesse.
I speak in references a lot for the audience I know. So like, I speak in references and pettiness. Like, I speak a lot.
Hey, honestly, I'm just giving a warning to the audience. Y'all don't want to go to war with Jesse. Hey, I'm just letting you. That's not the battle you want to fight, big dog. Hey, I'm just letting you know.
That's not a smooth move. What are you doing?
Because, you know, the thing that always gets me with folks is that, like, they'll say something to me, and then when I just come back, they'll just be like, Jesse, that you went too far. That was so hurtful. And I'm just like, you should never, you opened this up. You should never said something to the beginning. It's like, if you push me and I shoot you, you can't get mad at that. You should never started this, bro.
Jesse's idol is Pusha T, to be clear. Right? Jesse's like, however low you're willing to go, I'm willing to go 10 feet under that.
Like, oh, you're willing to go to hell? We'll go lower.
See, y'all hear that laugh, right? It's not just me. That's why we call him Supervillain.
That's that evil boy laugh. Yes, sir. Evil man laugh. That I just revealed you had a child laugh.
Let that boy come home.
I guess my question for you, Jesse, is what do you like most about yourself?
I don't even know. Nah, I'm messing with y'all. I think what I like most about myself is that I'm consistent, man. Like, I'm consistent in how I feel. I'm consistent in how I think. I'm consistent in how I move overall. It's not a lot of people can say that about themselves, bro. It's really not a lot. And what I mean by I'm consistent in how I move is like it's very much I have to kind of change myself in any type of way. When I'm in different environments, although I will say, based on my friend groups, I'm pretty eclectic socially, just like the different type of friend groups I have. Like, you know, I'm hanging out with y'all, and then I'll hang out with a group where we playing Dungeons and Dragons. But even then, the way how I talk in this friend group is the same way how I talk to the same group, a friend group in Dungeons and Dragons. The same way how I talk to one shorty, same way I talk to another shorty. And I always say, I'm more consistent than your last man was. So your last person you talked to. So if anything, you got to give me credit. I think that's the one thing it is. If I consistently don't like you, hey, if I didn't like you yesterday, what you think I'm not going to do today? It's just, at least I'm consistent with it. I think consistency is the biggest thing. Next, it'll be 1A. 1B will definitely be my honesty. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know you have no issue telling people how you feel and keeping it real. That's
just like the girls say on social, no filter. Look, that's Jesse.
Jesse, no filter pink? Is that what we're going for?
It might be.
What's actually crazy, because I know Jesse, he actually does filter out what he says.
That's
which
the
is
wild.
Like, which is like, so what you're getting is the filtered version, and you're still like, yo, like, did he just... It's like, he thought this response out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even the funny part is, like, when I talk to people, I might talk to people, and I might just, like, push on the gas pedal a little bit more, and they're like, whoa. I'm like, you're off one today. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, the gloves are off. Like, this is how I am. Or on some days, y'all might, you know, and y'all know this in the group chat and stuff, y'all be like, Jesse, like, dog. And I'm like, bro, this is just a layup today. I'm not even feeling it. this is just, like, I think, what was it? Like, the recent tweet I had made, and Derek was like, bro, this is mad aggressive. I'm like, bro, I was watching. What was I watching that night? I was watching Care Bears that night, bro. And I was watching Care Bears that night. And that popped in my mind. I just tweeted it. I just said, hey, man, it is what it is. This is how I feel, you know?
Also,
no, that's real.
Also, like, Jesse be, like, having these certain tweets that seem like they're aimed at somebody. I don't know who he be talking about, but I be scared for that person, though. Because the way Jesse be talking, I be like, that person is about to have a terrible week or whatever.
He keeps it real. That's the one thing I've always appreciated about Jesse. And it's funny because Josh mentioned that you think sometimes be like, wait a second, he actually like thought about this, and this is the watered down version of his thoughts. Like, what's going on here? Let me know the real version. But with Jesse, and this kind of moves into some favorite memories. I mean, we haven't known each other too long. I haven't known him too long, but I mean, there has been countless times over these past year and a half, almost 2 years, where I've known him, where it's just been like, hey, he's the guy that like, we'll be talking, and maybe it'll just be me and Jesse talking, and you know that, you know, this is a dude that's going to keep it real with you. He's going to, but above that, he's going to have your back. Like, that he's, when he's talking about the consistency of himself, that's very true for Jesse. And I can say he's been a consistent person since I've known him. I've not in the sense of that I always know to expect, because something's come out of his mouth and I'm like, wait a second, I was not thinking this. But I always know that, hey man, if I gotta go to war, I know Jesse's gonna have my back. And I know that because he went to war with me, and I still know he had my back during that war. So that is the one thing about Jesse. Also, I know it's a little cheating. I do enjoy the PhD drops. I do. I can't deny them. They're great. They're great content. The PhD drops, you heard it on one of the past episodes. They're great. They're amazing. I appreciate you and for them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you're going to war, you want 10 Jessies. My God. Like,
no, honestly, he going to make sure your corner is good. But he going to give you an idea you probably didn't even have. Like, you should do it this way. You're like, you're probably right.
I think like, as I got older, I always wondered, like, where I got that from. I was like, did I get that from my mom's? Did I get that from my stepdad? Did I get that, like, from my stepmom? Like, who I got that from? And I realized, like, one day I got that from my mom. Like, just, like, the way how she just is so willing to be there, like, for my aunts, which are her sisters. And she's just like, I'm going to be there for them, you know, and all that. Or just, like, the way how there's been times where I told my mother that, you know, one of my closest friends, like, you know, needed help, and my mother was just right there helping, like, no questions asked. I guess, yeah, that came from my mother, definitely, because now when I think about it, my mother, to me, was an example of, you know, if we rocking and we cool, this is what we're going to do. Like, if we're family and we're close, like, I'm going to have your back, because I have faith that you'll have mine. At least that's how I interpreted it. My interactions, like, with my mother, because there's never been one time out of everybody in this world I have came across, the one person I could say who has never crossed me was my mother. Never. That hands down. She's never steered me wrong. She's never steered me wrong. She's never did anything to intentionally hurt me. She's never done anything to hurt me, honestly. I know I definitely got that from her. So that's where it comes from.
So my friendship with Jesse, it's been an interesting one. You know, I'm gonna get a couple points off in terms of you know, how I feel. You know what I really admire about Jesse? Not only does somebody like say like honesty, but like Jesse will challenge the hell out of you, even as a friend. And honestly, look, I'm not going to lie to the audience, right? Sometimes I don't like being told the truth. Sometimes I like a little sugar coating on my, you know, on my things. But, you know, Jesse said, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Jesse is not going to sugarcoat anything with you, right? So, as you all know, like, we've said it on previous episodes, like, this whole workout thing. Josh is one thing. You know, Josh is definitely an accountability partner and, you know, stuff. But, like, in the midst of the workout, I hate Jesse, but then afterwards, I'm like, that was probably for my benefit. You know, I didn't like him in the middle of it, you know. Wanted to, you know, yell, you know, curse him out. But, you know, Jesse will challenge the hell out of you. And honestly, a lot of us need that as people, as someone that could challenge us. But my favorite memory is a summertime memory. Lollapalooza, you know, summertime shy. That was from literally start to finish. That was one of the most fun days I had in my life. Also, you know, he's not on here, but shout out our friend Cash. He's a mutual friend.
Hey, Cash.
Shout out the homie Cash, a.k.a. Cash App.
Woo!
That was just such a fun day. I mean, just from walking around to the different stages, from us, like, crucifying Lil Wayne's set, because it was not the greatest.
It was not. It was trash.
But we still found a way to have fun, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, just being with, you know, him and Josh on that day and just kind of just celebrating our friendship while listening to great music. It was just an overall good time. We also had something else happen that day, but we ain't going to dive into that. You know, just put it.
We're going to leave that alone.
We're going to leave that situation alone.
We're going to listen, Derek, about that one.
Derek, your points were already made, okay? Like, we're going to leave that alone.
Yeah. Right? Stay Trump.
Redacted.
No tea, no shade.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I guess my reason for not sugarcoating and challenging things, that comes from my stepmother. I there's a lot of women I need to thank. There's a lot of Black women I need to thank for my upbringing. But, you know, to respond directly to what you said, my stepmother definitely is the one. Because we be having those talks, man. My stepmother does not sugarcoat a thing with me. She'll tell me if something is just flat out bullshit. And I'm just like, wow. Or she'll tell me like, no, Junior, you got to be more of a man and step up to this. And it's like, that's real shit. I gotta do that now. So I always got that from her. And even to this day, I still get that from her. You know, I always got that mentality from her that like, you got to own up to, don't be afraid to challenge people. Don't be afraid to even challenge your friends, because sometimes in challenges, you get the best out of yourself. You know, and I definitely got that from my stepmom. In addition to, with her also just being honest and keeping it a buck, that's also who I got that from too. So, you know, I want to give a shout out to her too. My fun side definitely came from my dad. Like when I look at my dad, like when I listen to him, the way how we talk, the way how we use multiple, like profanity in every single thing we say. Yeah, I definitely got that from my dad. My dad is a jokester. Like, you know, he's a very sharp person himself intellectually, but my jokester side, man, it definitely came from him. Definitely. As well as the pettiness. Because I remember, like, sometimes, like, I've noticed, like, my dad be saying some real petty stuff. And I'd be sitting over here like, yo, if you didn't really peep that, like, it's like a bar. He said this like it was a subliminal. And I guess that's also who I got it from. So, yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, we definitely appreciate you, boss. We definitely.
And so I'm gonna really try to get through this without being emotional, to be honest with you guys. But I don't know if I can. I do have a particular memory in mind, but Jesse has been such a great friend to me and for me, and that's not to say that Derek or Kobe or Lewis or Ross or Devin or Peyton or anyone else that I'm really close to hasn't been a great friend, because, you know, I'm very blessed to have a lot of very good friends in my life. But Jesse is, I can't speak highly enough about Jesse, to be honest with you. Jesse's probably gonna be the best man at my wedding, whenever that is. No timetable on that. I know for sure he's going to be godfather of my kids. Jesse, you know, like we said in my other story, we came together from at first we were cool on a very like high school, like cartoonish way. And then shit got real and we became very close after that. And there was a lot of talks after school, sitting in the back alley stairs, me, Jesse, and Lewis, just sitting and talking about stuff and talking about whatever we were going through and whatever we were feeling and processing and all of that kind of stuff. And then we went away for college, and you know, we had a fun summer before that. We were hanging out all the time, the four of us, me, Jesse, Devin, and Lou, and hooping and you know, and getting wings and pizza and just hanging out in my house and just kicking it. But then, you know, we went our separate ways, and me and Jesse basically started talking every single day at some point. Jesse's my closest confidant. You know, he's legitimately family at this point in our lives. You know, I remember when I went away to college, and my parents, for those of you that don't know, I do have a younger brother, but my younger brother is differently abled. And essentially my parents ended up telling me that at some point, like, you know, you're not our only kid, but you're the only kid that we're going to be able to send off to college and do sort of thing. So when my parents were together freshman year, I remember Jesse went over one Sunday and watched football with them and ate and sort of like, you know, sort of, I was like, hey, just go make sure that they're, you know, doing okay, if you don't mind. And 'cause, you know, I know that they're really missing me. So he does stuff like that. I remember there was one Thanksgiving that Malachi was in the hospital, and we weren't sure if we weren't going to have Thanksgiving at the house. And Jesse was ready to cook Thanksgiving dinner with me all night if he needed to. I'm not going to do this. Jesse has helped look after my parents while I'm gone, and that means a lot. And he has helped move me out of an apartment and clean or pack me up to move out here and gone over. And I remember the time that means the most to me is right before junior year of school. My parents told me that they were getting divorced. And I called my then girlfriend at the time, but she was out. So we talked for maybe 20 minutes, and I didn't really know how to feel. And I called Jesse. I told him what's going on. And before I even asked him, you know, do you think you can just, you know, we can go talk? He's like, okay, I'll be ready in 20 minutes. I'll pack my bag. I'll be ready in 20 minutes. And so I told my parents what I was doing. And this was at like 10 o'clock at night or something like that. And they were still in that, oh, it's not safe in the city. I was like, guys, like, you just dropped a lot on me. Like, I need to go talk, do something. And so we went and sat in the car and sat in at Marshfield, where Jewel Osco is. And we talked for maybe like 3 hours at night. And at first we didn't even talk about that. We were just sitting up talking about life and sports or whatever. And that helped me through process some of those emotions that I was feeling at that moment. And I've called Jesse when I was going through relationship problems, and Jesse has always been there for me, and in ways without hesitation. And sometimes I don't know what I do to deserve Jesse, because he's literally been there for so much of my growth and so much of my ups and downs, and has never once hesitated to be there. I came home recently in July and knew my dad needed a lot of help around the house, and Jesse didn't even budge. And I can't speak highly enough of the man that Jesse is. So it's definitely cheating, because I didn't say one memory, but I don't know how to boil it down and to sort of put a cap on a decade-long relationship that is very clearly going to be a lifelong relationship. And I thank God and Savon every day that Jesse is in my life. So, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I can honestly say that Josh is I've had some friends. Shout out Bertram, shout out Marco. Shout out Danny. And, you know, I've known him for a long time. I've known him for not to a decade, but we're inching towards there. We've had some serious moments too. I know I've been definitely helping Bertram out a lot right now, and we've had those moments that show how close we are as friends, as brothers. But Josh, I can literally say, is my first brother. He's actually the first person that I can point to and say is like my brother. He gets me. And that's even no disrespect to the homie Philip neither. Like, I know Philip since I was since we was real shorties. But I would say, like, during those high school years, like, from a decade all the way up to now, man, Josh, that's my brother, man. Like, you do anything to Josh, I gotta step up, man. Like, you know, I remember when I first, you know, met his parents. I didn't even call him Mr. and Mrs. I didn't. I just said, hey, Mom. Hey, Pops. What's good? Like, and you're not gonna like this one. So I remember, Josh has come to me for serious moments. I've came to him for serious moments, too. I remember, I think we're coming up on a day. We're coming up in 10 days on it. So it was about one night, I was coming home from work. And I'm not going to get really too much into it, but I essentially was in a crossfire. And by the grace of God, I was saved. By the grace of God, I didn't have no fractures, no injuries, no scars, no bullet wounds hit me at all. Same thing for all the other people that were involved that night. And I remember Josh being one of the first people, in my friend group that I call my extended family, I called and I just told him, you know, how I felt. I was just like, bro, like, and I think, like, we were planning to see each other, like, what, a couple of months or, yeah, like, either what, we was getting ready to go to homecoming or anything of that nature. And I was like, dog, like, I was not going to be there for that. Like, I was thinking, because I remember when I was in that shootout, I was just thinking about how, I was going to lose I wasn't going to see a lot of my people, you know, my mother, my father, my sister. Even my brother Josh, like all my family, all my friends, including my brother Josh, and that really hit me, you know, that really hit me a lot, and it really hit me particularly with Josh because it was the first time in my life I had realized that I finally felt that I had something to live for. Like before then, I was really doing any type of dumb shit. Like, I was doing good in school. I was doing okay. I ain't gonna cap. I'm gonna stop capping. I was doing bad. Until my mom had moved me from where I originally was into where I'm located now. And then I was able to go to high school and stuff in Lindblom. I was starting to really, like, make some different changes in my life. And, you know, Josh was one of the first two changes because Josh was actually one of my first two brothers. You know, then Lou came along, then Devin came along, and then that's when I started really realizing, like, I got real friends now. I have true friends now. Like, I'm this type of street life or any type of street influences now. Like, they're not around me no more. Like, I'm starting to really see a big difference. I remember when Savon passed away, it really hit me. I couldn't process it. I couldn't process it because I'm used to, up to that point, we was like I said, we was about 15, 16 or so. I remember up to that point when anyone was telling me somebody died that was close to us, it was either because, like, it was game related or someone got in a shootout. It hit me because it wasn't like that with Savon. Savon was like, nah, he died from a bacterial infection. And it was just like, that's how I have to process death. Like, that was so different to me. I couldn't process that. I never really couldn't process that at all. And just like, having even that small interaction, just changing my mindset, or like just changed my environment around me to having even better success, and going all the way up to the shooting incident and calling Josh, I was like, I've done so much. Like, I've done so much so far in my short life. Like, I've turned, sounds dramatic, but I turned my life around from, like, where it could have been. And now, you know, I'm projected to defy the 25 that are alive statistics, dead in jail statistics. But I can honestly say that Josh is a part of that influence. In addition to my family for keeping me grounded, but Josh was definitely a part of that because Josh accepted me like in the midst of me transforming. Josh has seen so many changes in my life. Every 2 years, something has changed dramatically about me.
I swear to God, this nigga was wearing bucket hats like 4 years ago, and then it was like, then it was Dad Hat Jesse, which high key, bring back Dad Hat Jesse. I think it would complete the look. But now he got braids in, you know, he got the chains and all that. He has a nose piercing, like all that. Like, all that. And it's also like a mindset change with Jesse too. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's leveled up every step of the way. So yeah.
Even sure. Physically. I remember when we first started out, bro, I was short, fat, bald headed, aggressive as hell. Now I'm slightly slimmer, you know, a little bit toner.
Boy, if you don't talk your talk, come on now. Stop it.
A little bit toner. got beard, got hair, because you know you gotta have, in order to have braids, you gotta have hair. probably not as aggressive. Probably, you know, I'm not aggressive all the time anymore. It's like if it's
a situation, like you can escalate a situation, but you're not the aggressor in the situation. Whereas before, like sometimes you were like,
yeah,
I'd be like, yo, Dusty, like chill out, bro. It's cool. Like it's good.
You're starting it. Now it's more like Dusty. And I'm like, bro, I was posted. Like they tried me. What you mean? Oh my goodness. Ah man, we went funny, then we got serious. Ah boy.
Someone crack a joke, please.
You know, and you know, I just want to say, you know, before we get these jokes off, you know, a lot of people, and I want to comment back on what Derek was telling me, you know, about me, you know, challenging people. You know, leadership has a price and winning has a price, you know? So I push people that, you know, didn't want to be pushed. And, you know, that was pretty much because of, you know, the people before me. Like, because all the people I came in my life, they came, you know, before me. They didn't see all the struggles that I had coming up. Whether that was just, like, adjusting to a new life and being more focused in school and seeing more than just street life or more than just the block. And I know for most people listening to this, they'll just be like, I don't know what you're talking about because you never really gave that off. What you gotta understand is that if you never saw me act like that, that's because I was afraid of you seeing me as that way, because I was afraid to see myself like that. And I wanted to be seen as a different person. So you gotta really consider that. And, you know, so I've challenged myself, you know, and I challenged others around me. And, you know, and I get in everyone's ass, you know?
One thing I'll say about Jesse for sure is that, you know, it's always weird to call yourself a leader or something like that. Like it's always like I definitely feel weird about saying like, oh, I'm a leader or I do this, because I think the moment that you say it, it gives some sort of like not false bravado, but like look at me type of thing. And I've never been a look at me for real type of person, right? Like, oh, I'm such a good guy. But if you're such a good guy, you don't need to say that, you know, that sort of thing. But I have taken a leadership role in terms of like the workouts and stuff that we all do, and that sort of thing. And Jesse made a reference to The Last Dance, and I remember watching it, and you know, we would always have the joke that Jesse was Scotty and I was Mike or whatever. And I realized, I was like, nah, Jesse's Robin in the way that, like, but we get along, like, outside of stuff in the way that, like, you know, I never had to push Jesse with stuff, right? And in some ways, it felt like I was actually chasing after him and chasing his work ethic and stuff that he did in school and the accomplishments that he was getting and all that sort of stuff. But I never had to, like, push. Like, he was always someone that was, like, yo, I'm here too. I'm a gym rat just like you. Or I'm a, you know, if when we talk about, you know, podcast stuff, he brings, and everyone brings ideas, but he brings so many ideas and so many, like, you know, hey, we should do this. We should move this way. You know, this sort of stuff. And that was always, I wouldn't say it's different, but it was, as someone that has sort of naturally felt inclined to like a leadership role and been in that sort of thing without, you know, friend groups or whatever. It's nice to see someone that, like, you don't have to, will take some of that off of your plate. And then also you don't have to motivate or you don't have to push to do things. Like, he's just, that just is who he is. And he's just like, all right, like I said, like, all right, I'm right here with you. So, Yeah.
So, you know, I want to win, but I want those around me to win too. And that's just how I am, you know? If you don't want to play that way, don't play that way. That's just going to do it for the instance joke.
Did you say Brian?
Oh, jeez, bro. But that's just going to do it for the Instant Jokes podcast. Thank you for tuning in to the final installment of our origin story. As always, you know, it's your boy Jesse Ping, Joshua Chapman, Derek Smalls, Kobe Price.
You didn't even give your social media handles. You know, you're supposed to do that first.
I'm about to do it.
You fucking know? Up the order, nigga. Nah, nigga, you fucking up the count.
I'm fucking up the count that I made. for all of us here, you know, shout out to Dre behind the boards. You know, he's the best of all times. Shout out to who, Josh, for our musical outro?
King Boy and Jay Alizier.
Yes sir. And if you want to know more of my bombastic antics and comments, please follow me at dolomite_p. That is dolo, d-o-l, change the e to a 3, m-i-t-e _p, at both Twitter and Instagram. And then while you're at it, make sure you also follow our It's Just Jokes Twitter and Instagram, Twitter, Instagram page. That is at jokes_podcast. That's going to do it for the rest of us. Like I said, I'm Jesse Ping, Josh Chapman, Derek Smalls, Kobe Price. Shout out to Dre. And we will see y'all next time. Peace.
Make sure to like, subscribe, share, all that kind of stuff. We'll hit y'all next time.
This too hot, Scorpio.